Salam by the causeless mercy of Guru Padma and the Vaishnavas. We are listening to the glories of Srila Prabhupada and his associates. Or else, that day is very unfortunate. It's a very miserable time. That time when we cannot listen to the glories of Bhagavan and his bhaktas. Therefore, Acharya Ramanuj, he has said, if you have even one moment of life inside you, then don't listen to the glories of anyone else, or else you'll go to hell. Listen to the glories of the bhaktas. They are the associates of Bhagavan. Just by remembering their name, one will achieve this Vaikuntha Gati. One will never have to see the abode of Yam. Therefore it is said, one's misfortune arises when we are far from the Bhagavad Bhaktas, when we are cheated of their service. So today is the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada. So in the morning we heard about Prabhupada's glories, in the afternoon, and now we'll do some Smaran Kirtan of his glories. In the Shastra it is said, the Vedanta, the Veda, it is stated that in Kali Yuga, that Bhagavan, he desires the well-being of everyone. But more than even Bhagavan, the bhaktas are even more merciful. They desire the well-being of the others even more than Bhagavan himself desires. So here, Prabhupada, he appeared in this Utkal Desh, this great Mahapurusha, who will illuminate the entire world, not just India. He'll give the remnants of Bhagavan to all the corners of the world. Bhagavan's mercy will be distributed everywhere. He'll ensure the auspiciousness of everyone. And so, by his Harikatha, he will make the world full of rasa. And the hearts of the Gyanis, which are very dry, they will also become full of rasa. So, when Mahaprabhu performed his unmanifest Leela, and when Gadadhar Pandit left, then Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he became very sad. He said, what is the use of me staying in my kingdom with my kingly duties? I'll also become a yogi, wear some earrings that signify renunciation, and I'll go to the forest. So then Ramananda Rai, he was his governor. So when Ramananda Rai, when Mahaprabhu met him, he said, there's no need for your duties now. Now you come, just engage yourself in Bhagavan's seva. So Ramananda Rai, he told the king, now I can no longer work, no, I don't need this post. I don't need anything else. Then are you leaving me? The king said. He said, no, I'm going to Mahaprabhu's seva. I'm going for his seva. Then the king said, alright. Mahaprabhu did not accept me, but he's accepted you. So therefore, I'll give you this salary fourfold. And increase it by four times. So then Ramananda Rai said, why do I need this money when I'm staying in Mahaprabhu's lotus feet? Why do I need this salary, all these things I don't need? So then the king said, you just request Mahaprabhu that he accept me. But Mahaprabhu, he was very hard-hearted. He said, seeing a king is like drinking poison. I'll never see the king. That being a sannyasi, one will be a servant of these kings. Never, he said. Saying, oh, sannyasi should be impartial. Mahaprabhu said, I will never stay here. I'm leaving, he said, rather than seeing the king. So, and the king, out of fear, he would not come. He'd see Mahaprabhu from far, listen to his katha, he'd offer pranams from far. And during this Rath Yatra, you see, the king, he desired, I want to have darshan of Mahaprabhu. Then he took Harichandan, and there, when this Beda Kirtan was taking place, and Mahaprabhu was dancing in seven groups simultaneously, then the king, he also came to see Mahaprabhu dance in front of Jagannath. And the devotees had formed a barrier from all four sides. Devotees held hands together so that no one would come and disturb Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu was dancing, they all held hands together to prevent anyone from entering inside. So there the commander of Prataparudra Maharaj, Harichandan, he said, let me make some place for Prataparudra. He was a very strong man. So Harichandan, he came to Srivas Thakur. And Srivas Pandit, he had nothing. He only had like one simple piece of cloth covering his body. This Brahman thread and Tulsi Mala. That was the only thing he wore. And this not just now, from the very beginning, he had sacrificed everything for Mahaprabhu's Kirtan. So Harichandan, he was moving him side to side. You move to the side, move to the side. My king wants to see him, move to the side. I cannot see. Then 2-3 times he tried shaking. Then Srivas Thakur turned behind and he gave one tight slap to Harichandan. And his 5 fingers were imprinted on Harichandan's cheek. And then he gave one more on his left cheek. Then Harichandan became very angry. He was the commander of the general. And when normal Babaji just beat him on the face. So in this way, the king held his hand. Don't say anything. Matter of great fortune that he slapped you. No, this mercy has come upon you. But Kshatriya, he can never tolerate. But anyhow, the king pacified him. And this way, the king went to the roof. And there he was seeing Mahaprabhu dancing. So this way, he was so attracted to Mahaprabhu. So after Mahaprabhu left, Gadadhar Pandit, for Mahaprabhu's remembrance, Gadadhar Pandit remembering him, Prataparudra Maharaj used to weep in separation. So Ramananda Rai, he wrote the Jagannath Vallabh Natak. When the king heard this, he realized that Jagannath is Mahaprabhu himself. When he'd go to say Avatarshan of Jagannath, he'd say that this is not Jagannath, this is actually Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Saying, what am I seeing? I'm seeing that my Jagannath, where is he? That my Jagannath is not even here. Mahaprabhu is just sitting here. Instead of Jagannath, and sometimes he'd see Jagannath is dancing. When he'd see Mahaprabhu, he'd realize that Jagannath is dancing there. So in this way, Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy in so many ways on Prataparudra Maharaj, not just Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, everyone. Because he was a very humble king. Every day he would come and listen to Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. So after Gadadhar Pandit left, then Ramananda Rai wrote this Jagannath Vallabh Natak. Then Maharaj, he said, today my kingdom has become bereft of good fortune. Now Mahaprabhu is no longer here, none of his associates are staying here. No, Jagannath, we can no longer listen to his kirtan. Jagannath used to always smile so much when Hari Kirtan was going on. He used to be so happy. And now even Jagannath is very sad. So that time, he asked Ramananda Rai, what should we do? So that Mahaprabhu himself will come here. And his associates will appear with his associates. And so that we can satisfy him with his kirtan ras, instill life in everyone. So the time Ramananda Rai, he said, then Maharaj's lotus feet, the imprints of his lotus feet are present. When Mahaprabhu would stand in one place and have darshan of Jagannath, the stones would melt. And Mahaprabhu's feet would be imprinted on the stones. Like if you stand on some mud, then your feet will be imprinted on that mud. So similarly here, when Mahabhu would stand on some rocks, the rocks would melt. Have darshan of Alarnath, then even the rocks would melt. And it would seem that Mahabhu was like sleeping on all these rocks and stones. And the king, he would take the, he made a nice temple there, outside Jagannath temple, so that no one would step on them. So there's imprints of Mahaprabhu's lotus feet on these rocks. He took them and he built a nice shrine there, temple. So then this way, so just as there's a nice temple for Jagannath, he also built a nice temple there for Mahaprabhu's lotus feet imprints. And even now you, one can have darshan there. And even now Sankirtan is going on there. So sometimes, when he need go to have darshan of Jagannath, there he would see, if you look at the Jagannath temple very closely, there's also one Sarbhuj Vigraha of Mahaprabhu on top of the temple, if you look closely. Why? Prataprita Maharaj wanted to have darshan of Mahaprabhu also simultaneously. And even if you stand near this Garuda Stambha, then this Mahaprabhu, the imprints of Mahaprabhu's fingers, you can see on the walls. Because Mahaprabhu used to see this Jagannath this way, leaning against the wall. So Prataprita Maharaj is saying, how can my kingdom be delivered? Jagannath is very sad now, no kirtan. And Jagannath is giving darshan, he is giving this Mahaprasad. But the people of this world don't understand. Then Ramananda Rai said, I Utkale Purushottaman. In Brahma Sutra it is said, then Utkal Desh and Purushottam Desh, in Kali Yuga, one Mahapurush, he will appear. Well, by his Namras, he will carry this Premavat, Premavatar Gaurari in his heart. He'll go door to door, house to house, and he'll instill life in everyone beside this Krishna. And make the unconscious jivas conscious. The unconscious jivas have forgotten their swarup, their duty. Therefore, Mahaprabhu's name is Krishna Chaitanya. He gives this vitality of consciousness. So that the king was present. So that Narottam Thakur, Srinivasacharya, they all met him. Shyamananda Prabhu also met him. Then Mahaprabhu, then the king said, Srinivasacharya and Mahaprabhu, they look alike. No difference between them. Ramananda Rai said, the truth, he spoken the truth. That speaks such nice harikatha, do such nice kirtan, distribute prema. Like we see in Shyamananda Prabhu's life, even elephants were delivered. This way, when Raskananda Prabhu, Shyamananda Prabhu do kirtan, and all these herds of elephants, they would all come there. And Raskananda Prabhu would take some water and put it on them. Same Mahaprabhu, when he was passing the Charikan forest, he delivered all the animals. All of you also do kirtan. And even the elephants would start dancing. And the same Raskananda Prabhu, he would do kirtan with all his disciples in the Gopinath temple. And Raskananda Prabhu did pranam, immediately he disappeared. And all the other disciples also, they also left their bodies. Even now, you know, if you go to the Gopinath temple, you can see all his disciples have been given samadhi there. And there's a Pushpa Samadhi also for Raskananda Prabhu. So Bhagwan's associates can appear and disappear whenever they feel like. They're never under the influence of time. So when he saw Srinivasacharya, was very surprised. Mahaprabhu himself came again. So he was very happy when he asked Ramananda Rai. Then Utkal Desh in Purushottam Kshetra, the great Mahapurush is going to appear. And when there'll be a need, Mahapurush will send him. Mahapurush is a non-different manifestation. If you are on the Prabhu, he will send him in non-different form. Nitayar Charana Satya Tara Seva Kanitya Nitai Pada Sadakaro Ash. Nityananda Prabhu is eternally present, past, present, future. He is Akarodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai. अभिमान शून्य निताय नागर बिड़ाए, जर दिख तारे गए दंते त्रिधरी, हमारी किनी अलाहो बोलो गौरहरी। Whomever he would see, keeping a straw in his teeth, he would say, just say Gaur Hari Bol once. He would lift both his hands and he'd say, I'm taking responsibility of everything. Whatever karma, dharma, whatever you've done, I'm taking everything away. Just once. Just chant Harinam. And say, Nityananda Prakash, Abhinna Vigraha will appear. And they say, he'll appear in this Odisha, Jagannath Kshetra, not anywhere else. So after some days, the king could not tolerate this separation after the king's disappearance. And then he also left, the king. And then his line continued. The Gajapati's. And when Bhaktivinoda Thakur became the magistrate during the time of the British, and he came to this Jagannath temple, then the entire responsibility of maintaining the Jagannath temple was given to him. In this way, when he would render these services, there were two kinds of services, servants, the Daitapatis and the Pandas, Brahmin Pujaris, who decorate Thakurji, the keeper, storekeepers, the supakars, the cooks. So all of them were very proud. They're very they do their services nicely, but the king's servants would fold their hands and go there, bring them time to time, and if there was any delay, and the other seva, if one seva was late, then the other seva would also become late. And sometimes even 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, all the sevas would be finished. And then again, the sevas would continue the next day. Or else this, you see, it will break these services. It's very difficult. When will Mangal Arati take place, Shayan Arati take place? And this is when he came, then he saw. Then he saw that all the Devata, Devi Devatas also have their temples. Around Jagannath temple, Bimala Devi's temple, Mahalakshmi Devi's temple, Shivalaya, so many, temple of Shivji. When Navaratri comes, there's one temple of Mahakali Chandi. Navagrahas, many temples there around Jagannath's temple. And then different pujaris, pandas for every temple. In front of the Devi temple, they'd sacrifice animals. So much blood would be shed. Not just goats, even buffaloes would be slaughtered there. Camels, horses. And they say there'd be great quarrel there. What do the pandas do? The pandas, they would eat fish. They won't follow Ekadashi. They say Ekadashi means only eat Jagannath Mahaprasad. On the other days, they'll not eat Jagannath Mahaprasad. And in Ekadashi, they'll eat Jagannath Mahaprasad. This is Ekadashi. And after doing seva, they take fish from the ocean and they would not eat anything until the fish was cooked. They can't say anything also. And they chew pan, spit it out, wherever they feel like. No one could say anything to them. Acharya Ramanuj, he came from South India and he said, all these Pandavan Pujaris should be corrected, or else I'll bring the Pujaris from South India, the Brahmin Pujaris. They'll look after Jagannath. And all of them, they went to Jagannath and started fasting. Then we'll die. Now we only, you are everything. We are your sevaks, you can do anything you feel like. Then Ramanujaru was sleeping in the night, then his Emarmat was right near Jagannath temple. But now the temple is broken. So Ramanacharya, he was sleeping on a bed, and Jagannath, he took his bed and 700 kilometers away, and Kurmachal, he placed him there. And Ramanacharya looked up and he saw that a lot of people are standing in line to worship, and then there's, he told his temple of Shivji. Because there's a rule in Ramanacharya Sampradaya that even if one dies, even if there's a great fire, even if a lion eats you, still you should never go to a Shiv temple. No, take shelter of Shivji. And then Ramanacharya saw, I've come to temple of Shivji. Everyone's worshipping Shivji. And he became very sad. And then he said, oh, why did you throw me away? And why have thrown me away here in this Shivji's temple? And then he saw, is this a temple of Shivji or whose temple? Let me see once. And there he saw it was Kurmanchal, Kurmadevata's temple. And they're all, actually, it was a temple of Kurmadev. And since then, the place is known as Kurmanchalam. Even Ramanacharya didn't say anything. But even now, if you go to Jagannath temple, on top there's Ramanacharya's tilak. And Ramanacharya also has his gaddi there, his asan. But he didn't say anything also. So Uttam Thakur was thinking, what can I tell them? How can I change them? So he asked Bimala Devi. Do you eat this Jagannath Mahaprasad or do you drink the blood of these animals? He said, what can I do? You see, your father, he has some children, they don't listen to him. You see, there's one son, he's very honest and he does everything, very respected, and but he doesn't come to the father, he doesn't listen to him. And there's one more, he does all bad things, but he respects the father, he accepts his father's everything. And they say, the father will desire who? So in this way, this question is asked. He's alright, he's okay, but he doesn't come, he doesn't say anything. And there's the other who's very wicked, but he's staying there with his father. So Vimala Devi said, what can I do? All of you are very good, but all of you are they are in your position. But these are Kukarmis, Gyanis, all these Pandas. But still they're staying with me, these Pandas. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, alright. Can I arrange some nice sevaks for you? Then will you not accept these slaughters, these animals being slaughtered anymore? Then she said, alright. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur started speaking on the Bhagavatam there. And this, he, after returning from his office, he'd speak on the Bhagavatam in the evening. This slaughtering of animals was stopped. No, they were no longer slaughtered. Why? Jagannath, who is he? For some time, they would bring Jagannath to the temple of Vimala Devi for some time. She takes Jagannath Mahaprasad. Jagannath Boa comes there. No, all the slaughtering of animals was stopped. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also made sure that everyone follow Ekadashi. You go to the southern part of Jagannath temple, there you can see Ekadashi Devi, she is hung upside down. He's saying in Jagannath Puri, no need to follow Ekadashi. Therefore they tie Ekadashi and upside down. And during the time of Nirjala Ekadashi, what do they do? They say Rukmini Devi, she was stolen away by Krishna on this day. At that time, they organize a big feast. And the next day, there's Gwali Bhoj. So, because they say on this day, Rukmini was stolen away by Krishna, they organize a big feast. They decorate the temple. And on Nirjala Ekadashi, they all organize a big feast there. And the next day, there's Gwali Bhoj. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was saying, the world can change, but very difficult to change these people. And in all of India, in all of the world, The whole world is run by the Jagannath temple. Their tithi, their festivals is followed everywhere. Jagannath temple, they set the benchmark. They're the ideal. Even Shankaracharya, he follows Jagannath temple. All the four Acharyas, they follow the Jagannath temple. They all accept Jagannath as their sarvasya. As their all in all. They would say, oh, Garuda is also Bhagavan's sevak, and Garuda is also eating fish. He's eating snakes. So we eat what is the problem? We are also his sevaks. If a Prabhupada is written in his Anubhashya, the Chaitanya Bhagavat, that the Jagannath, that in Jagannath Puri, the Pandavas are eating fish, means it's not Mahaprasad, it's Abhishana, means like atonement, Prayaschitta. When Abhishana means when you have to atone for something. So they say eating fish is like Abhishana. Because even if you tell them, they will not eat. They will not stop eating fish. So once, one person, he had sores all over his body. He came to me. She said, I'll make you all right. But first you have to promise you'll stop eating fish. And he said, fish is my life. My life can leave me, but fish cannot leave me. Then I asked him, were you a Bengali or are you a Ranodia? Because a Bengali, even when he sleeps, what does he do first? He makes fish fry. And then he eats. And then the morning also, what does he do? If he sees some fish playing in the pond, anyhow he catches this fish. He catches his fish and again he makes fish fry. And he eats them. Without this fish fry, he cannot survive. He said, I cannot leave. I cannot stop eating fish. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he would say, what can I do? Because sin that is committed unknowingly is not actually sin. But if one commits sin knowingly, then that sin will lead you to hell. If you do something unknowingly, then you can be forgiven. But if you do something knowingly, then who will forgive that person? One will have to suffer from that sin. Therefore in Jagannath Puri, you see, sometimes they get this elephantiasis. Means the legs become very swollen. And sometimes they get leprosy. Sometimes different parts of their body become very enlarged. They cannot walk because someday they don't follow. They will not listen. Or else sometimes they don't have any descendants. And sometimes they adopt someone else. They cannot give birth to any children. But sometimes very strict there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was a magistrate there. And he would say that if these people cannot be changed, Jagannath, he will not say anything. Because his son is very dear to his father. You see, regardless of whether one is a Hindu, Muslim, Christian, you see, Bhagavan, he loves everyone. You see, Bhagavan, he especially likes the Muslims. Why? The Muslims offer namaz 5 times a day. And Hindus, you see, they'll read the Kalma. But if you tell the Hindu, do you read the Gita Bhagavat? He'll say no. Then how are you a Hindu? But the Muslim, at least he reads Kalma, he reads the Quran. He offers namaz. So who does Bhagavan like more? Therefore, he takes the side of the Muslims. And whatever the Muslims do, they break temples, they even break his deities. Like you see, even if a son comes and beats his father, father will not say anything, you are my son. So one says, you are also my children. This is not partiality. So therefore, they're always with him, they're very near him. Therefore, who will not like them? Therefore, the Muslims, they're love. And you see the Hindus, they don't even know what the Gita Bhagavat is. I would ask someone, have you gone to Nandagaon Bursana? I said, no. Then I would ask some of the people in Mathura, have you gone to Seva Kunj in Vrindavan? They would go to Kaila Devi. They go to Karoli, they'll have darshan of Kaila Devi, but not Madan Mohan. Because in Karoli, there's Kaila Maya's temple. Therefore, we are like that child who is very honest and everything, but not dear to Krishna. While the Muslims are like the other ones. So in this way, there's Brahmaji's Gaddi there, Akshayavat. There's also the temple where baby Krishna was found on this banyan leaf. And when Markandeya Rishi saw him sucking on his toe there on this banyan leaf, even that temple is nearby. There's so many temples there in the Jagannath temple. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prayed to Vimala Devi, saying, Vimala Devi, can you please make some arrangement? Well, how will those who are shot, how will they change? By satsanga, they'll change. Without satsanga, nothing will happen. So he prayed to Vimala Devi, please send some Mahavibhuti. Please send some sadhu. So that these people can be changed. So then here you see, is Gambhiranath Mahaprabhu in Gambhira Saridas Chakra found his bhajan Siddha Bakul. Toto Kapinan Bhaktan Thakur, he'd go everywhere, go to Satasan Mat, and he'd go and he'd do Katha Kirtan there. He'd do Nam Kirtan. And Jagannath would be very happy. But to change the minds and hearts of everyone is not so easy. You need a lot of strength. By which they can be changed. They can be brought to this Bhakti Rajya. One day Mahaprabhu, during Gambhira, he brought all the devotees. He was doing Kirtan. Dijala Ekadashi, staying awake the whole night. So then the Pandas, what did they do in Ananda Bazaar? They brought all so much Mahaprasad, so many big pots. And they put everything in front of Mahaprabhu. Because in Jagannath Puri, Prapti Matrena Bhaktavyam. As soon as you get Jagannath Mahaprabhu, you should honor it. It's Brahma Swarup. Or else you will die. As soon as you see Jagannath Mahaprasad, you should honor this. So they kept this Mahaprasad in front of Mahaprabhu. And so these big pots. Bayahanda, Chotahanda. Bayahanda has 20 kilos of rice. It's called Bayahanda. So Chappan Bhog was about 56 items. You see, in Mahaprabhu's time, everyone follow Ekadashi, no one go to Anand Basar. So this Panda was thinking, how will our prasadam be taken away now? So they bought so much away, so many different types of Mahaprasad. Mahaprabhu, the whole night, he did Parikrama of the Jagannath Mahaprasad. In the morning, when the time for Paran came, then Mahaprabhu distributed this Mahaprasad to everyone. So they asked Mahaprabhu that now what will happen if we do avagya of Mahaprasad here in Jagannath Puri? How can we be saved from this offense? How can we follow Ekadashi? So Mahaprabhu said, see, you can get Mahaprasad every day. But Ekadashi is Bhagavan's direction. His order. So therefore, if you disrespect Ekadashi, you're also disrespecting Bhagavan. So on the day of Ekadashi, don't drink or eat anything, just drink this Namras. Bhagavan will be happy. And then accept this Mahaprasad. So they say Bhaktivinoda Thakur accepted all these different conclusions of Mahaprabhu. And he started thinking. They say, however Bhagavan sevas, however the Bhagavan sevaks act, then the entire world follows accordingly. As an exalted personality does, the others will follow. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was thinking, you cannot discipline them. Because they are worshipable. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he started praying to Baldev, Subhadra, Vimala Devi. Vimala Devi, she became very happy. She said, all right. Because she is Yogmaya Subhadra. And she is Swarup Shakti, Alladin Shakti. Radharani herself accepts her prayers. Because Jagannath, whatever cloth he wears, you see there are many inscriptions of Gita Govind. And even when you offer Tulsi leaves to Jagannath, then Radharani's name is written there on these leaves by Chandan. So they say anything that is offered to Jagannath should make him remember Radharani. Like these tulsi leaves, his cloth, everything is embedded with Radharani's names. And the Daitapatis, they bring fruits, roots, they serve in the mood of the gopis. They offer Bhalbo, Makan Mishri. First Jagannath, before he eats Chappan Bhog, he only accepts what the Daitapatis offer. And what do they do? They bring butter out and then they mix Mishri powder, water, and they make this nice juice. They make nice sharbat from this butter, makan. And they say Jagannath is very happy with their service. So they say Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his desire was fulfilled. Utkale Purushottaman, in Purushottam Dham, Prabhupada says, hey, Thakur, he appeared. Prabhupada appeared. Then many good signs were seen everywhere. Sadhu Santas had so much faith in Bhaktivinoda Thakur because what happened there? There was this Bishkishan. What would he do? He would say, I'm Krishna multiplied into 20. He'll wrestle with all the women. He'll call everyone there. He'll wrestle during Purnima. He said, I'm Bishkishan. It's Krishna, 20 Krishnas together. So then all the ladies, everyone came. Because he knew black magic. Big, big officers came. And they came and they complained to the British government. To this yogi is destroying our country. And ladies are very sentimental. So they'll go sit there the whole day with him. And he's trying to pollute them. So they say he's saying he's going to do Ras Lila. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate. So what did he do? He took his police and he went there. He said, oh, you are also my devotee. You should worship me. You are eternally related. He said, I bless you. Then he lifted his legs. Here, I'm giving you my blessings. By my blessings, you become magistrate. And after some time, you'll become the king of this place. The whole world, he'd say, I'm giving you this blessing. And so he was trying to show off Dingagna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, saying, oh, don't do this. He said, you also come. You also dance with me in this Raslila. He said, stop this. Become a little pacified. Be a yogi. Or else you will cause great trouble to others. He said, alright, you've come to discipline me. Who do you think you are? Who do you, don't you know who I am? Then he had matted locks. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he told the police, you arrest him. Then he started shaking his dead locks. And fire started coming from everywhere. The military police, they all ran away. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was all alone. And then they say he arrested him, handcuffed him. Then he said, I'll destroy your entire family. I'll kill you, he said. Rasak said, all right, sit in the car. And anyhow, he took him there to the jail. And when he came home, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he saw his wife, children, all their stomachs were swollen. It seemed they would die any time. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave them Jagannath Charanamrit and some medicine. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, even he became very sick. Because this, he knew black magic, this Bishkishan. He was a tantric. But still, Bhaktivinoda Thakur only thought of Jagannath. And then he became alright. Then he told him, at least now you become alright. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had his dreadlocks cut. Because what can he do? When his hands and legs are chained. And then all the siddhis went away when his hair was cut. And after 3-4 days, he died. So there's so many such instances that happen. So government knew how Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a great devotee. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, although he was district magistrate, he would respect everyone. Or else in Jagannath Puri's temple, they're always fighting for different sevas. Saying, oh, he's not doing seva in time, he's not doing seva in time. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he very nicely made sure that all the sevas are done very nicely. He wanted them to change. So this way, when Prabhupada came, Ramdas Babaji, Dadaraman, Charandas Babaji, Bhagwandas Babaji, Babaji from Siddha Bakul, Gambira, they all came with this Sankirtan Toli. And they say, when they came for Darshan, there they saw that Prabhupada, he'd taken birth, he had all the signs of Tilak and Brahmin thread, everything. And he also had this imprint of this Brahmin thread around him. And they said, now this prophecy of the Vedas has come true. Now the suffering is going to end. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, it's easy to change anyone. But for one who is puffed up by this high birth and opulence and knowledge and beauty, to change such people is very difficult. Will you listen to anyone? He will never listen. So how could he change? Bhaktivinoda Thakur had this great desire. He had also written many books, granthas. I mean, does Prabhupada's appearance, Avirbhav, what did he say? He said everyone was so happy. In Jagannath Puri, everyone was so happy. Like you see, when a yagya takes place, there's light everywhere. Similarly, when Prabhupada was born, Hare Kirtan was taking place in all the temples. Everyone was doing Kirtan, even those who never do Kirtan. Like you see, sometimes Babaji's, they do Kirtan for like half an hour, 1 hour. But even now, they were also doing Kirtan the whole time. Everyone was only doing Kirtan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, now I feel that something is going to happen. Because when a Mahapurush appears in this world, and the Shakti is transmitted in everyone's hearts. When the sun rises, and by the rays of the sun, this cold is dissipated. Light is seen everywhere. You see, the Himalaya is actually in front of the sun. We are far from the sun. But still there is ice on the Himalayas. Still the Himalayas is cold. And here it's hot. The Himalayas is so high. And here the sun. But there should not be any ice there. But still here you see. There it's hot, cold, and here it's warm. Because Himalaya is very high and he's very dear to the sun. So therefore the sun doesn't melt him. But those who are far, they're far away from him. So he says, alright, now we suffer. So therefore these sevaks are near Jagannath, so Jagannath will not say anything to them. They're very dear. So who will discipline very dear child? Let him do whatever he wants. He's a prince. Sagar Maharaj. He had 60,000 sons, and he had only one son on the other side. And the other one was was a big rebel. His name was Asamanjas. Asamanjas means he cannot reconcile anything. He would take some boy, throw him inside the well, throw him inside the pond. And when the boy would be drowning and suffering, he'd clap his hands. And sometimes he would strangle someone. And sometimes he would step on someone and throw him into the pond, river. Everyone was so disturbed by him. Then the king, he made him leave the kingdom. And the other 60,000 sons, they also left, he also left. In the end, when Sagar Maharaj left, then Asamanjas again, he came back, he became the king. And his son was Dilip. Dilip's son was Bhagirath. Then Bhagirath, he came and delivered everyone. So if one becomes a Bhagavad Bhakta, then not just one country, not just the world, he will deliver the 14 worlds. So that time, the devotees, they said, కులం పవిత్రం జనితం కృతార్థ వసుందర వశిష్ట ధన్య నితంతి స్వర్గే పితరోపవేశ నిజం కులే వైష్ణవానదేయం. And Vaishnava was born, his mother, his family, everyone is delivered. That he's been born from the womb of such a lady. The country is glorious. And even the Pitralok, the ancestors, they dance in ecstasy. Oh, one devotee is born in our family. Vasundara Vasishchadanya. Pitridevi is very happy, Mother Earth. And all the people of this world also think now a very good day has come. Now our suffering will go away. So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, now I'm seeing everyone is so happy. So you see, Rath Yatra takes place every day. And you see, when Prabhupada was born, Rath Yatra was taking place and Jagannath's chariot stopped in front of the house for 3-4 days. And also his grain giving ceremony is not yet performed. And Jagannath is not moving, he's not going front and back. He only stood still there in front of Prabhupada's house, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. He would not go front. And Bhagavad Devi said, no, we'll offer Pogo to Jagannath and we'll offer this remnants to Vimala Prasad. And took him in his lap, climbed on the chariot of Jagannath and kept in front of Jagannath. And automatically the prasadi mala of Jagannath fell on his head, this small boy. Gently fell on him. And all the Pandavas, they said, oh, Jagannath has blessed your son. Jagannath himself blessed this boy with his garland. He offered boga. You see, when Bhoga is offered to Jagannath, the Pandas, they eat everything on the chariot itself. So sometimes we used to make this puri, mohan bhog, suji alwa made from ghee and milk and chana dal made from milk, not water. And the Pandas, they offered Bhoga in front of Jagannath itself, they were eating and Jagannath was also eating. So there Bhoga was offered to Jagannath and everyone was eating and they also gave some in Jagannath Bimla Prasad's mouth. Small boy, how much can he possibly eat? He can't even eat one spoon of kheer, but even they were eating, he was also eating. This is Dadati Pratigranati. They didn't know what will happen after feeding him, but they didn't know the fruit of feeding the small boy, this baby. So when Prabhupada, when he became a little more older, a little more young, so then he had a brother. He became very sick. They took him to the doctors, but still he could not be cured. Even though Chandramudra Jagannath wasn't working. So then, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mother, she asked her husband, and they asked him, how can you be alright? Then they asked him, their son. Then he said, previously, I was the Acharya of Ramanuja Sampradaya. And I'd always consider the Gaudiya Vaishnavas to be insignificant. I'd always criticize them. And now this great Acharya has come from the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Now wish to wash his feet and give me his Chandramrita and bathe me in his Chandramrita. Now I'll be delivered. Else I'm suffering so much. Now there's no way to be relieved of this cost difficulty. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhagavati Devi, they had him sit down. At that time they had these big wooden pots. At that time there were no steel pots, there were only wooden pots. Then they before they used to bathe their children there. So they bathed Bimla Prasad and then they gave a shanam to this boy. Then Ramanuja Tilak appeared on all different parts of his body. Then he started praying, please forgive me eternally. And Vimla Prasad, he started laughing. And this boy, he was delivered. His name was Kamala Prasad. And then he had other brothers also, Lalita Prasad and all the others. So Prabhupada, beginning, from the very beginning. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had also given his Kurma Mantra in his childhood and Harinam, saying, "Shri Chant Harinam." As soon as he started speaking, he had him chant Harinam. Mantra, Tilak, everything. See, a boy's actions will determine his future. Coming events cast their shadow. This, you know. So they say, Prabhupada, when he was a small boy, he would carry all these books on his head. Like Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhaktivinoda Sindhu and everything. Sometimes Bhaktivinoda Thakur would say, Prabhupada, now you should also speak sometime. So when he would sit, he was a small boy. And many would come to listen. And he would speak very strictly. Very difficult. He wouldn't leave anyone. Sahaja Sakhi Bhagi Bhavaji Smarta Jati Rushai Karmi Gyani. He wouldn't leave anyone. And at that time, all the Pandas, all the Brahmins, all the Daitas, all of them, they saw he's a small boy. What is he saying? He knows everything. And he's speaking such nice katha. So you can be surprised. Then they said, they told Bhaktivinoda Thakur, give this boy to us. He belongs to us, he belongs to our dynasty, not yours. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, alright. Now you only heard Harikatha for one day. And then when you stay with him, he will not let you live. He's a very strong boy, he's a very intelligent boy. He's Janmajat. Means from his very birth, he's like this. So then the Pandas, they always come and consult Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur made sure they would pay it nicely. Even though they would get some money, he'd make sure the government pay him more. Everyone was very happy with him. And they say all the sevas were being done in time. And sometimes, like you say, if you do something nice, you get a bonus. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also would give them bonuses so that they would render nice services. And Jagannath would be very happy. Before the Devadasis, they would sing Kirtan. In Jagannath temple, even now, before Mangalarti, Gita Govind is sung. This Siddha Kamala Kucha Pralada Paichale Dashavata Stotra. And the Mahamantra is they sing. They don't say Hare Krishna. They say Hare Krishna. Not Krishna, Krishna. And those who came to the Gaudiya Math, they have changed. Or their tune is different. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur made sure that everything was nicely done, all the different services, and slowly, slowly everyone started coming, listen to Harikatha, everyone started following Ekadashi. They manifested the glories of this Ekadashi. But there were some Babajis, said, oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur doesn't have tilak, doesn't have any tilak mala. He's a government official and he does Katha Kirtan. Who does he think he is? This Babaji starts saying, don't go, listen to Harikatha from him. Some disciples would go in secret and the Babaji's, when they heard this place where Bhaktivinoda Thakur spoke Harikatha, they took all the mud out of the place, sand out of the place, they appeared cow dung and they said, now this place is pure. And then in the morning when he woke up, there he saw. Now he's very sick. Then disciples thought, oh, our guru is going to die now. So they gave news to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he bought Jagannath Charanamrit, some homeopathic medicine. And then he bathed the Babaji with his own hands, dressed him, brought him out of the room. Then the Babaji caught all of his legs. He said, oh, I've criticized you so much. Jagannath, he has punished me nicely. Now I will not say anything more. But I have one request. Why don't you wear this mala? He said, how can I wear when my guru has not given me? Tulsi is Bhagavat Priya. She is always engaged in Bhagavan's. How can I put her around my neck? And Ramana Sampradaya, no one puts Tulsi mala. So are they not Vaishnavas then? If tilak only if guru gives me, then I can put tilak on. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, When Jagannath became so angry at this Babaji, so many such instances that happened. This will gradually be explained. So in all places, Prabhupada, whenever there would be meetings, there would be Katha Kirtan. Prabhupada, he'd never leave Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Where would he go? He'd go before class, there'd be Kirtan. And after, this Harikatha Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this essence of his Harikatha, Prabhupada would speak to everyone. He says, language is also very beautiful because he was born in Odisha. And Odia Bhasha was natural to Prabhupada. And he was a great scholar in Sanskrit. In Hindi, Bhaktivinoda Thakur knew 18 languages. He knew Marathi. He knew Telugu. English, Hindi, Sanskrit, Assamia. There's so many languages. And then these magazines would be published in all these languages. So when Prabhupada would speak, there's this Govardhan Mutt where Shankaracharya used to stay. So Shankaracharya, when he heard that this boy has come, he's taken birth in Jagannath Puri, he's a great scholar. There, Shankaracharya, he saw. He invited Bhaktivinoda Thakur to Govardhan Peet. Today Shankaracharya's appearance there. So please come. And Prabhupada, he glorified Shankaracharya very nicely. The Shankar, Raj Shankar, Sakshat Shankar. He's Shivji himself. He's only doing Hari Kirtan, Hari Katha. Speaking Hari Katha. See, Shankaracharya, he was responsible for driving Buddhism out of India. Shunyavad, and he re-established Vedic authority and the promulgation of Arya Dharma. They say, Prabhupada, he glorified Shankaracharya so much. And they say, so Shankaracharya said, the Acharya of the temple, he said, oh, I don't even know so much about Shankaracharya as much as he knows. So Prabhupada became more famous. And then the king of Tripura, state in East India, he told Bhaktivinoda Thakur, please send your son here for some days. He'll be a teacher to my prince. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then he sent Prabhupada to this king's palace. And then after Prabhupada's association, the boy, he started putting tilak on, he started following Ekadashi, he started following Chaturmasi Vrat. Now he was becoming great devotee, very intelligent boy. And the queen said, where do you bring this Babaji from? He is also becoming a Babaji now. You give him like 10 times his salary and make him leave. Every month you give him some pension. Because if you keep him here, then I'll die. Our son will leave us. Our son should not become Babaji. He's our son. He's a prince. This is... And then the king said, oh, this Prabhupada is a great scholar, son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, don't say anything. But she said, no, he should leave. So say, this king had great influence in Assam, Tripura, Manipur, everywhere, all of Northeast India. Even now, you see, Prabhupada's sthiti, they celebrate everywhere, processions are going everywhere. Festivals are being celebrated everywhere, Harikatha is being spoken everywhere. And in Northeast India also, the Gurkhas, their tribals. But still they are also celebrating Prabhupada's sthiti. And this Harikatha Utsav is being celebrated. At the time Prabhupada, again, he saw... I'll give you more pension, also more salary, but kindly you have to leave or else my wife is creating great problem here. Prabhupada said, I don't need your money. I didn't come for this. I don't need any need of this money. Saint Bhaktivinoda Tagore, he sent Prabhupada to this Calcutta University. And then he became a student of astrology and Sanskrit. And then he said, study here for some time. And when Prabhupada went there, all the principals, teachers, they knew nothing about Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, I should learn, they are learning from me. At that time, the organizing committee of the college, they said, please take this seat of astrology, head of department. Prabhupada said, I have not come to count stars in the sky or particles of sand. No. Then the dean of the university, he said, you, as long as you are alive and present in this world, this seat is always reserved for you. Head of astronomy. But Bhaktivinoda Tagore, he said, Mahaprabhu's Janmasthan is gradually being lost. Now it should be rediscovered again. So Bhaktivinoda Tagore thought, I'll retire and go to Vrindavan. When he came to Tarakeshwar Mahadev near Calcutta, he said, Shivji said, where are you going? I'm going to Vrindavan to do bhajan. Also, sadhus there. Tarakeshwar Shivji said, no, go back to Mayapur. There's the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She said, I don't know, how can I do? Tarakeshwar Shivji, I'm also coming with you. And we'll manifest this place together. You should stay there and do bhajan. And you send your son also to Mayapur. So Bhaktivinoda Tagore, he gave 300 acres to Prabhupada from the British. He said, you do seva here. Build a nice temple, do prachar, publish books. You start the prachar of bhakti from here. This way, Prabhupada, when he stayed there, he performed the Shatagoti Nama Yajna. 100 crore chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. As long as one does not relish this Nama, how can you distribute to others? If you are not doing chanting Hare Nama yourself, then how can you possibly preach to others? This way, you see, for 8-9 years, 10 years, every day he chant 3 lakh Hare Nama. And one day he did Avishanna. And then sometimes he'd be in the Ganga and with the same bed cloth, he would sleep on the floor until they would dry. In this way, he performs a strict sadhana. And then he requested Gaurakshas Bhavaji Maharaswadiksha. Then he said, oh, you're a great scholar, very qualified. How can I accept you as my disciple? This is not problem. This is not possible for me. What Prabhupada said, it's very difficult to achieve the station of qualified personality like Gaurakshas Bhavaji Maharaj. So then he started following this Chandrayani Vrat. Means increasing every morsel of food until Purnima and then decreasing until Amavasya. So then Thakur got all Gaurakshas Bhavaji Maharaj. You should be compassionate to this boy. Why not? Why are you not compassionate? He said, all right, I'll ask Gaur Nithai. He said, I asked Gaur Nithai, what happened? I said, why haven't you asked? Because I asked them and they refused to answer. No answer. So they said, for many days, Gaurakshas Bhavaji Maharaj, he didn't give him initiation, and after some time he gave Diksha and he gave him his name. You know your name is? You know your name is Varshabhanavi Devi Daitadas. He said, do preaching, accept disciples, don't go to Calcutta. This Calcutta is Kali Kutta. This Calcutta is the dog of Kali. Kali's ghat. It's Kali's playground. This Kolkata. Kalikatta. Don't go there. You can go anywhere else, but don't go there. Prabhupada said, all right. Guruji has said, first I'll go there to Calcutta. I'll go there first to preach. And then he made temple there. Start preaching from there. He started preaching in such a nice way. Nagar Sankirtan Prachar. But all of Calcutta was trembling. At that time there was a Sari Samaj, Brahma Samaj, all these pseudo-spiritual schools of thought. But by Prabhupada's preaching, they were all defeated. And then Prabhupada preaching, from there he came to Jagannath Puri. And then not just one temple, one in Alarnath, Brahmagiri, and all of Odisha, he opened temples in Katak. Subhashchandra's Bose's father, and Subhashchandra Bose's father, he organized all this mud to be had here. So Subhashchandra Bose, he met Prabhupada, then he said, oh, you've given saffron to all these boys, bring me, give them to me, I'll serve them, let them serve the country. Bro, what's it first? You become independent yourself. Then you may think of making the country independent. Then his father, this Janakinath Bose, he arranged for land to be given for Prabhupada's temple in Cuttack. Bhuvaneshwar, Baleshwar, and all of Odisha, these temples were built. So that time, the Pandas, the Aitapatis, around 80%, they all changed. And they start putting Gaudiya Tilak on, wearing Kanti. Even though you can meet many of them, they're very humble. Only always wanted to save her. And I was thinking how Prabhupada's preaching is so glorious. They would take me at night, 10 o'clock in the night for darshan, and drop me back in the temple. And when I could not go, as long as I was there every day, Mahaprasad Rajbhog is coming. Then they would say, you have so much wealth. You have this wealth of Naam. There's no good a wealth of Harinam. One who doesn't do Harinam, he is very poor. He'll always be sad. This Naam is done, wealth. So by Prabhupada's mercy, even now you see Prabhupada's appearance place in Jagannath Puri. Bhaktivedanta Madhava Goswami has built a nice temple there. So much difficulty. There are 30 court cases filed there. So many people are occupied that place. Anyhow, we had that place reserved for Prabhupada. And Akijan Krishnas Babaji Maharaj, one day, Madhava Goswami Maharaj, he told him, "Oh, Babaji Maharaj, today I'm going to ask you something. You're my god brother, please give me something." "So what do you want?" "I have nothing, I'm Akinchan Babaji. Only a small kurta, a small Babaji vesh. Babaji cloth covering him. And not, he didn't even have a bed to sleep on. He would just spread his blanket out. And during the cold winter, he would just sleep like that. Even during the summer. And he only had one glass of water for drinking, for cleansing himself, bathing. And Madhava Goswami said, "Anyhow, I've got this birthplace of Prabhupada. I went to want to, I wish to build a temple here. So what should I do?" So Madhava Goswami said, "You never do bhiksha. So today I'm requesting you should do this bhiksha. Where should I go?" Then Madhava Goswami Maharaj, he said, "You go to that such and such person." And Babaji Maharaj, he said, "All right." He would go before preaching with Madhava Goswami Maharaj, also with Keshava Goswami Maharaj. He would do kirtan reading everywhere. And whole night he'd be doing kirtan, doing Ekadashi. And he was a Akinchan, he had nothing. 6 months in Braj, 6 months in Gaurmandal, and he had no enemy. He'd go everywhere. Everyone would respect him, love him. So he went to this Setusgar. He's this wealthy man. And he said, "Oh, you come to my house." So that day was Ekadashi. And the whole day he was fasting, night he was fasting. And the other day he said, "I'm going." Then they said, "Oh, Babaji Maharaj, you've come. Please, you haven't eaten anything on the Adarshi, please do some paran at least." "So what can I do?" "I've come for some bhiksha." They said, "What bhiksha?" "Can be given, whatever you want, we'll give." They said, "Oh, my Guru Maharaj's birthplace, Madhav Maharaj is anyhow secured. So we wish to build a temple there. Prabhupada Smriti, memorial for him." They said, "All right, we'll go there." Then they went to Jagannath Puri. Then they built a very nice temple there. Guest house, gate. They did everything there. But Madhav Maharaj disappeared soon after. Then under the guidance of Bhakti Vallabh Tirtha Maharaj, everything was done nicely. You see, even now Prabhupada's temple is there. Not just one temple now. There are so many temples everywhere. And Prabhupada is everywhere. Therefore we are very fortunate that we have come in such a sampradaya. That we are in the laps of such Mahapurushas. Now we will never be sad in our lives. But we should remember them. Except how fortunate we are. We should be so grateful to them. See, my Guru Maharaj, he was the last disciple of Prabhupada. Prabhupada gave him Harinam. He stayed for the temple for many years. His Diksha was about to happen, but and Prabhupada disappeared. Also in Guru Purnima, Prabhupada would give Diksha to everyone. And then you see, Prabhupada, he also made him the Acharya. See, each and every one of his disciples, they were so glorious, preached everywhere. Therefore, don't think that Tiruvava Prabhupada means he just died like some ordinary person. No. Tiruvava means he is not here. But he is present in Nityadham, Nityalila. You see, the disappearance actually holds greater significance than the appearance. Because by doing Smaran Kirtan, then he is present in this eternal world. And he'll give more and more blessings with all the assets there in the eternal world. Because when he's appearing in this world, he's alone. But when he's in Nityadham and he's saying, they're saying, just see how they're observing it, how they're praying to you, remembering you. So they're glorifying you so much during Kirtan. Just see, you can. Then they'll be so happy. He was Nayan Manjari of Radharani. Maidservant. He was the pupil of Radharani Sai. So therefore Radharani sent her beloved to preach here. So Prabhupada, before he left, during the evening he was saying, there was a big assembly. He was saying, I would have stayed for 10 years more. But today this order has been given. Now I must go immediately. Now I'm going. I cannot stay here any longer. Don't be sad. We'll do preaching together. Stay in Arangatya. And he gave 108 instructions. That the Matavasis especially should be very patient. And be under the guidance of Rupa Raghunath. And the foot dust of Rupa Raghunath is our everything. So he gave 108 instructions. And he said, whole night Harikatha Kirtan is gone. In the morning, Prabhupada said, you do this Kirtan, Natham Thakur's Kirtan. And they say, I'll listen to this Kirtan and I'll go. So then who would do Kirtan? So then Bhaktivinoda Sridhar Goswami Maharaj was very nice Kirtan. Paramananda Brahmachari, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, so many Kirtanis were there. So someone thinking, who will do Kirtan? So then Prabhupada, he told one devotee, you do Kirtan. He sang Kirtan. And as soon as Kirtan was finished, Prabhupada, he left. At that time, you see, there was so much commotion. And Prabhupada gave an akashani, don't worry. You see on my bed, you can see the imprints of my feet. You keep those imprints of my feet. And you should know, I will always save you, protect you, along. I'm always present with you. You see here also Bhakti Hridaya Pandita Goswami Maharaj in Vrindavan. He said before that I'm going now. And he said, when I'm going, just do Kirtan. And when he was ready to leave on Guru Purnima, but he said, don't touch me. But they didn't listen. The Vardhaman of King and Queen, they came. They held his feet and they started weeping, oh Guruji, Guruji. Then Pandu Maharaj said, why did you touch me? I told you not to touch me. Then he told his sevaks. That time Gopananda Maharaj or his sevak, he told him, don't let anyone touch my feet, touch me. Just do Hari Kirtan and then I'll leave. And then they became very careful and they were doing Kirtan. And then he made his own samadhi from before. Because you don't know where they'll place me in samadhi. So he made his own samadhi before. Because you don't know what might take place. Everyone, everything happens only for wealth, not for bhakti or bhajan. So he made his own samadhi, made his own deity there, placed his deity there. Like Acharya Ramanuj, he made everything ready. Then all the Gaudiya Math devotees came. Then this place was given to him in Vrindavan. There's one nice pastime. So all the associates of Prabhupada, they were very great. And they were very empowered. So if you don't do bhajan of such Mahapurushas, you don't do Sman Kirtan, then who is our bandhu friend in this world? Who is our well-wisher in this world? Who is our Itakanshi? So we'll stop here now. Since morning Kita Kirtan is going on, and tomorrow we will listen more. Because Vavan Maharaj Zavirvav is coming, Gurudev Stirovav, in one day. They were so beloved to each other. Trikram Maharaj, Vavan Maharaj. When Trikram Maharaj left, Vavan Maharaj said, I'll go on the same tithi. And he went on the same tithi. Because Trikram Maharaj didn't become the Acharya, he didn't make any disciples. No one would follow his Tirubhav tithi. Therefore, Vavan Maharaj purposely went on his tithi. Because then they also remember him. And Gurudev also said, Gurudev said, I'll also go on the same tithi. Once Gurudev went to Calcutta, my Guru Maharaj was sick. When Gurudev went to see him, Gurudev also became sick. Trikram Maharaj, first he was sick. My Guru Maharaj went to see him, then Guru Maharaj also became sick. And then another bed was given. Gurudev also went sick. And the, all three of them were admitted in the same hospital. In the hospital people said, what is happening here? One Maharaj came to see and all of them have fallen sick now at the same time. All of them have become sick now. What to do? Then all three of them became well again together. They were one soul in three bodies. And they said, we'll leave on the same day. So first Trikram Maharaj went. Then my Guru Maharaj went on the same tithi. And my Guru Maharaj said, Gurudev, you cannot leave first, Maharaj. I'll leave first. Because he has so many more things to do. Because Param Gurudev had given this order. He'll have to be the Acharya for some time. He didn't accept. Then my Guru Maharaj made the Acharya. Now my Guru Maharaj said, now you'll have to be the Acharya after me. And then in the end, so when Kartik came, Gurudev said, I'll go on the same day. So in 2010, everyone thought Gurudev will go. Everyone was doing Govardhan Parikrama, doing Yajna, Harinam, following Nirjala Vrat. So time and during the day passed and thought Gurudev will not leave. Swami Prabhupada's one day, tithi is the next day. They're very happy Gurudev didn't leave that day. And after this Katyayani Vrat finished, this Navami and Guru Maharaj's appearance day, during Brahma Murti time, Gurudev he left. So the Guru are very dear to each other. They don't believe in this flesh and blood. So in this way, after Prabhupada's disappearance, there was a big revolution. Brahman said, oh, you should give to Agni Sanskar of his body in Puri or Calcutta. And Param Guruji have said, no. Vaishnava's body is transcendental. You should not burn his body. Then they took him to Mayapur. And there, in Chaitanya Math, he was given Samadhi. So now we'll listen more tomorrow. Hari Hari Bo. Thank you.